Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message of how we can know the will of God. How can we know that the guidance we're receiving is of the Lord? And I wanted to share a few ways that we can know very practically, very pragmatically, nothing profound, but simple, that we can trust that we are being led by the Spirit of the Lord. And many times I get letters asking me to join them in prayer because they've got important decisions. They need to know what God's will is. And so I do want to encourage you, it's important to wait on the Lord. And as my husband used to say, when in doubt, don't. On important decisions, even though sometimes a decision has to be made quickly, yet God is in control of even those circumstances and events, and He will allow you and help you to make the right decision. But when there's time, I mean, when you're in confusion or just strict impulse, that's not a good time to make a serious decision. Or when you're emotionally upset, it's better to just wait until you can have some time with the Lord and feel that quiet, peaceful assurance that that is what He would have you to do. So we were looking at ways that we can know the will of God, and of course the first and most authoritative way of knowing God's revealed will is through the Holy Scriptures. There's no contravening that. There's no going or getting around it. God has shown us what is good for man, and that is in the pages of His Word. And then also, He does speak to us through the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, either with words we can understand or by the gentlest of impressions, prompting us, leading us. I've heard of people, they're driving down the street and they just felt to take a turn at that corner for some reason. And of course, they discovered there was a reason that God wanted them to do that. So whenever you find yourself unable to find a scripture, for example, to cover your situation, then what you need to do is simply wait on the Lord, and He will speak to you either by moving on your common sense through reason and logic or through your mind to do whatever the correct thing is, or He'll show you His perfect will through an act of divine workings in your life through divine circumstances, or He will speak to you by inward impression. God will never speak through one of these ways and be in disharmony with the other way. He will never speak contrary to His will. If a person is being unfaithful outside of marriage, it is not the Lord that's saying, I want you to go live with your mistress and leave your wife. That would be opposed to what the Scripture is saying. That's just an example. Anything that we see is out of divine harmony with these keys I'm sharing with you, we should reject. For God is not and cannot be the author of confusion. So many people have fallen into the trap of allowing themselves to be led by impressions rather than the sure Word of God and right thinking or judgment. Beloved, that is so important. And I've known, and perhaps you have, people who, you know, God was forever and always speaking to them. God told me to do this. And they charge and rush off into the sunset doing whatever they feel God told them. And then they fail dramatically. and then wonder why God let them down. Well, because it undoubtedly wasn't God that had them go off into the sunset. So, beloved, we have to use wisdom, and that's why it's important to wait. And also, young people, it's important to hear the counsel of older people. They have wisdom. I remember years ago, it was Brother Glass, I think, got me a little sign. I had it on my desk. Learn from the mistakes of others. You will never live long enough to make them all yourself. So, enough said. How's that for some homespun wisdom? Hallelujah. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're not able to fight the good fight of faith by ourselves. Neither should we sit around and desire to hear the voice of God without wanting to see and hear the voice of God contained in the Holy Scriptures. You know, right now I'm thinking of a situation, and beloved, trust me, there are those who have very sincere, very zealous with God, but they're wanting, you know, they want to be led by the Spirit, and they want supernatural manifestations. And I'm recalling a dear friend who spent a great deal of time in Israel, back and forth. I mean, we're talking 3 months. 3 months at a time, a visa, and she was intimately involved in a number of small group fellowships, and there was one that was particularly wonderfully anointed, and it was just a delight to be there to worship and to share the Lord. And then the wife was getting these supernatural experiences. She was just like going up into heaven, and she would basically, she'd spend hours, she would be transcribing or writing the things that the Apostle Paul was telling her or other great important personages of the past. And she said she saw that fellowship just disintegrate. Everything was based on, instead of teaching, instead of the Word of God, everything was from the newest revelation, the newest message that was being received from Apostle Paul or whomever. Beloved, we have to be careful of such things like that. That is not the way we're to be led. That's why we have to allow wisdom to guide us. That's the point of fivefold ministry. Those who are mature and seasoned in leadership who will be able to counsel and guide. I think back years and years ago, again, I was just a babe in the Lord, had never moved in the gifts. I was just, wow, there was such an anointing and presence of God and a tremendous, powerful move with the gifts. When I first came to the ministry, of course, it continued, of course, but then I'd never see the like. And Brother Glass was always encouraging people to obey the Lord, to, you know, if they had a message in tongues or the interpretation of tongues or prophecy, he always encouraged people to move, to obey God. He was always doing that. And yet there was such an anointing that unless you really knew it was the Lord, you weren't going to move. Nonetheless, there was one lady, they would get together every morning and they'd have what Brother Glass would call coffee table prophecy. They'd sit around, prophesy to one another, sort of, and yet when asked about that, this one sister told Brother Glass that the Lord told her not to prophesy in church. Well, now, I'll let you evaluate that answer, okay? We're let the prophets judge two or three. That's why prophecy is meant to be given in the congregation by two or three, not excessively. Paul's very clear in the Epistle to the Corinthians how services should be conducted, but that there is a judging that occurs to know not just the verbiage, but the words. Is it by the Spirit? And so that's an example of someone that's obviously not being led of the Spirit when the Lord says not to do it in the congregation of the saints, which is the absolute. Paul said, I'd rather speak five words with the understanding than all the multiplicity and the extent to which he gave room and place to the heavenly language God had given him. So, beloved, I'm just sharing really down-to-earth practical things, but we need to understand that God has given us a mind. He wants us to be, doesn't want us to be a reproach to the gospel. Hallelujah. when we read the Bible, we not only hear the voice of God, we also see the voice of God and the Word of God revealed by the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit led those of days past. Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And if we present ourselves like passive, robot-like, empty-minded individuals, we open ourselves to spiritual forces which lay in wait to attack us. That is why our mind should be stayed on the Lord. That is, we don't sit around as some Eastern religions teach and empty our minds of everything, for then we become susceptible to false spirits that desire to destroy us. If the house of our minds are swept and empty and clean, then there's room for Satan to come in like a flood, like an angel of light, and give us the wrong impression and wrong guidance. Many sincere and honest children of God have been deluded into doing things that were absolutely ridiculous. Others have been led to such extremes that they are like shipwrecks lying in the graveyards of dead seas. Beloved, if we have a leading from God, God will back up that leading with the ways in which that leading or guidance is to be fulfilled. What was it? Yesterday's broadcast, I shared about how the Lord led me to Duck Valley. Well, another of the ways that we check guidance is, what about natural circumstances? I had a home in Tracy, and the upkeep of that home, would I mean to have another residence and to have to pay, you know, a rent and things like that? I mean, those were all legitimate concerns, and again, God undertook. The same Reverend Josie who said, you know, "We really need you up here." She had a home which she lived in, but in the winter season, and as much as she could, she had to be down in Arizona because her husband was in a facility down there. They didn't have one at Duck Valley, and she had to be an Arizona resident. And so she was so thrilled and happy that I could live in her house and kind of take care of the home while I was living there pastoring. And so, you see, that was an example of natural circumstances working also to confirm God's will for me at that time in my life. Hallelujah. He's going to do things that will solidify your conviction that what he's speaking to your heart is truly the right thing. Well, my time has just flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I have more to share. I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and we'll just pick up where we left off. But now, just know that I'm grateful for your prayers, for your fellowship. As we share this time together, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you miss a broadcast, just go to the website. You can click on broadcasts and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,